But right now, it's time to talk about that American dream of homeownership with Rob Stern of Lenders Residential Mortgage. And that's one thing about us here at the Uplift Lab. We believe in various issues, wanting you to vote. We want you to be a part of everything that's going on in our world. We want you to become a homeowner, own some property here. And we've got a fellow that can help you do that. And that's the one and only Rob Stern. And Rob, I want to say a good Saturday morning. How are you, Rob Stern?
Man, I'm doing outstanding today, Robert. How are you today, bud?
Oh, we're blessed and highly favored here, Rob, and we're just honored to have you with us here on a Saturday morning because we know that everybody that's listening to us and tune in right now, they're going to have to sleep somewhere, Rob. They're going to have to stay somewhere, and I just want to thank you, Rob. I think it was maybe 15 years ago, you and a fellow by the name of Al Heron encouraged me to become a homeowner, and I took a chance on it, and that was the best decision that I ever made in my life, and I just want to thank you once again, Rob, for helping me get started and to be in my home. And once again, good to have you. Rob Stern is with us. Now, if you have a question, you're thinking about buying yourself a home, refinancing. We're looking at the interest rates. The Federal Reserve talked this week about the interest rates going up. So, Rob, what do you want to get started? Where do we get started, Rob?
Well, let's talk interest rates. Let's start right there. I think that was a great segue.
Yes, sir.
Let's speak about the Federal Reserve and what's going on. So the Federal Reserve has come out, and they've said very clearly on several occasions that their intention is to raise rates four times in 2022. And they also went as far as to say they expect another three rate increases in 2023. Woo. Now, a lot of that's going to be driven clearly by what happens to the economy. And, you know, the whole premise behind these rate increases is that they want to slow the economy down in this rapid growth because of the overwhelming increase in house prices and, of course, everything else that's gone along with it, gasoline, even a loaf of bread, the supply chain interruptions, so on and so forth. I don't know that these rate increases will necessarily do that, and I don't know that seven rate increases are necessarily called for, but the point is the Federal Reserve is monitoring this as well as the Treasury. Now, let's kind of roll back here a little bit to what's been going on with consumer debt, and more importantly, with the way the Treasury has been handling our economy for the past several presidencies, and that was for us as consumers to be buying mortgage-backed securities to the tune of billions of dollars a month. I mean, we were spending a huge amount of money through the U.S. Treasury to buy mortgage-backed securities, and that's what was keeping these interest rates suppressed so low. The Treasury has come out and said, we're not doing that anymore. Mm-hmm. And they've been tapering back the quantitative easing, which is a term that we've all heard. They've been tapering this back now for several months to the point where we are almost fully absolved or fully divested of our obligation to buy these mortgage-backed securities as consumers. Now, again, that's not really a bad thing from our perspective because we are the government. Therefore, that means we own these mortgage-backed securities indirectly, right?
Yes.
Well, when you have the Treasury that's not buying the securities any longer, and that is forcing interest rates higher, the reason those interest rates are going higher because of the Treasury's activity is because if we're not buying them, somebody has to buy them. Well, a municipality or a institutional investor isn't going to buy mortgage-backed securities for 0.5%. And because of that, those rates are inching up to become appealing to these third-party investors that are buying them.
Yes.
Now, if you take that and then you add that to the rate increases that Janet Yellen has indicated are coming our way, you know, with the Federal Reserve, that could easily spell a big problem for everybody because if we cool the economy down too much, then we go the opposite direction. So will we ever see seven rate increases? I have no clue. Will those increases be an eighth of a point, a quarter of a point, half a point? I have no earthly idea. But this is what's going on in the market and why rates are already going higher. Now, to take all of that and put it into perspective, we have seen interest rates climb almost 0.75 of a point in the past 2 weeks. also because of what's going on with Russia right now. Mm-hmm. You know, Russia, and this is an interesting factoid here, Robert, Russia imports to the U.S. 585,000 barrels of oil a day.
What?
A day.
Oh.
That's a staggering number, isn't it?
And we're dependent upon that Russian oil?
We're dependent on that Russian oil to a large extent because our current administration has cut off the Keystone Pipeline and greatly impacted our self-sufficiency ability. So when you look at all of that, that's really kind of the crux of what's happening with our economy. Now, add to that, and this is something you and I discussed previously, we have over 300 people a day moving to the state of Texas. I believe that's the right number. And, you know, you extrapolate that 300 people, that's over 100,000 people a year just moving into Texas. In addition to that, that doesn't include families. It doesn't include the companies that follow those people or the supporting mechanism that follows the companies. So this is where we are. This is why home prices are escalating the way they are. And this is what's going on with interest rates. So we take all of that. We take all of that and look at it objectively, Robert. Interest rates right now are in the high threes, mid fours. On 30-year money, I would expect that we're going to see some additional increase. Now, a lot of the growth in interest rates recently has been because of what is anticipated to come down the line, because nobody knows. So I don't think interest rates will necessarily jump tick for tick with these rate increases from the Federal Reserve. But that's what's happening. Wow. And because of that, as a consumer, now is the perfect time to take advantage of where these rates are today, which are still near historic lows. Refinance your house. If you're not a homeowner, this is the right time to be looking to purchase a home before things get too out of control again. You know, cash out. We're seeing a lot of people take equity out of their homes right now just because they want to eliminate this high interest credit card debt, because those interest rates are going to go up as every other interest rate goes up.
My goodness. And once again, we're talking with Rob Stern of Lenders Residential Mortgage, giving you a purview of what's happening in the market. We're trying to encourage you to secure your housing. You're going to have to live somewhere. And if you're living in an apartment, if the lease is getting ready to expire, you're probably going to be paying more. And also, if you're renting, eventually you will pay more. But the concern that we have is making sure that you can get your credit straight so you can go out there and buy your own home. Now, Rob, let's give out your contact information. I want you to write Rob's number down. Please follow up and find out where you stand. Rob?
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, my telephone number is 972-739-2350. That's 972-739-2350. You can also find me on the internet. Just go to Lenders Texas, spelled out LendersTexas.com. Like me on Facebook as the Lenders Residential Mortgage Team. But get a hold of me, please. And I'm in the office today. I'm working all weekend, so as I do most weekends, and I'm here and available to help.
Yes. Now, Rob, also this week we saw the stock market go through some real strange gyrations, if you will, up 1 minute, down 1 minute, because of the threat of a Russian invasion into Ukraine. But we're hoping that nothing crazy goes on, because we don't want to see a World War III that could possibly lead to a nuclear exchange between the United States and Russia. All those possibilities are on the table. And then, of course, you have the Ukrainian oil company called Burisma, which in the book, The Laptop from Hell by Loretta Devine, who's with the New York Post, she is suggesting that all of what's going on with that tension there has a lot to do with Hunter Biden and all that kind of stuff. But we're just hoping, Rob, that our interest rates just don't skyrocket. So people better go ahead and buy right now. They need to go ahead and pull the trigger right now and go ahead and buy that home, Rob.
Euphemistically, yes, pull the trigger. No pun intended. Yes. No, you know, Robert, I think you're correct. And I think a lot of what's going on is directly a result of the administration that we have right now. I think when you look at the, you know, if you try and look at this thing from a holistic perspective and and you go over and remember the fact that I just gave you about the 585,000 barrels of oil a day coming from Russia. The reality is there's not going to be a world war. I don't see that happening there. Yes. You know, the Russian economy is very dependent on U.S. dollars, clearly, just like we're very dependent on Russian oil. Mm-hmm. We don't have our pipeline any longer. And even if Joe Biden and his administration were to open the pipeline tomorrow, it wouldn't start producing at full capacity for quite a while. So I think that what's going on in Russia is really perhaps a lot of it's a money play. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that there are some ulterior motives involved there. I don't think we're going to see a world war out of it. I think it's all going to end up being resolved in some form or fashion, and the world's going to move on. Now, you were talking about the stock market gyrations. And interestingly enough, what happens with the stock market, and without being an economist, is that you have the bulls who are charging ahead saying everything's rosy and things are going to be great, and then you have the bears who are going into hibernation pulling back and selling stocks. Well, every time the bears would pull back, so to speak, and sell off the stock market, the bulls would come in and buy on the dip. And that's exactly what's been going on. Well, Friday we ended up on the day by several hundred points on both the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones, as well as the New York Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. So, S&P. You know, what do we expect? I think we can expect things to settle down here in the near future. However, we've talked in the past about people with money in their 401ks. Yes. You know, the bulls are the ones that are making all the money right now. Mm-hmm. The bears are selling everything off and saying, I'm afraid I'm going to go hide under a rock because the world's coming to an end. And then you've got the bulls that are charging ahead and buying everything on the down, and that's pushing the market back up higher. Well, unfortunately, those big gains aren't being reflected in our 401ks. So, you know, if you're listening to us right now and you have money in your 401k, yes, use that money to buy a house before the bears get the best of you and you lose it all.
Yes.
You know, we work hard to put that money into our retirement accounts. And when I look at retirement accounts right now, I'm seeing people that are clearly negative for 2022, mm-hmm, but people that earn 1% or 2% in 21 and prior as a return on their money, use that money for something positive and put your family into a home, provide shelter for generations to come. And this is the right time to buy that home.
Amen, amen, amen. And once again, we're talking here with Rob Stern of Lenders Residential Mortgage and Mortgage Solutions, talking about the American dream of homeownership. We're encouraging you to become a homeowner. Get your credit straight. Use the money that you have in your 401k. Now, take, for example, Rob, here in Texas, the value of our homes went up, 17% last year? Now, if you've got money sitting in a 401k, that money didn't go up 17%, did it, Rob?
No, and in some cases, Robert, that money went down.
Oh my goodness!
And that's kind of the whole point here. You know, we work so hard every day of our lives. It doesn't matter what you do. If you're a maintenance man or you run a Fortune 500 company, we all work hard for the money that we earn. And there's no good reason to watch that money just dissipate because of the ups and downs of the economy and what's going on in these 401ks. Use that money to your benefit and invest in a home, invest in real estate. Now, you know, 17%, we can put that in perspective. Mm-hmm. Money doubles at the rate of 72. You and I have had that conversation before. Mm-hmm. That means if you're earning 8% on your money in 9 years, that money is going to double. If you're earning 12% on your money in 6 years, that money is going to double. So when you are earning 17% interest on the value of your home, it doesn't take long for the price of that home that you've purchased to double in value. At the same time, every time you make a payment, you owe a little bit less money. This is where wealth comes from, and yes, this is exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing people who have been in their homes for 5 years now having a home that's worth twice what they actually paid, mm-hmm, and they're selling that house and turning around and putting that cash into a new home. We're seeing people that are buying homes a year or 2 years ago, and those homes are worth perhaps 25% more than what they paid. Now, to put that into perspective, that means if somebody bought a $200,000 home 2 years ago and it's worth 25% more, yes, it's worth $250,000 today. That's just a staggering rate of return.
My goodness.
Staggering.
Yes, yes.
And that's why we keep doing the show.
Now, in terms of our refinancing, who should refinance, Rob? Who should refinance?
Well, I would like to say quite literally that it used to be that the rule of thumb was if you can't reduce your interest rate by one percentage point, you shouldn't refinance. Well, houses have become so expensive now that's not the rule any longer, and it was always somewhat of a wives' tale to begin with anyway. Certainly, anybody who has an interest rate over 5% should consider refinancing right now. And there are a lot of people who are still in rates that are 5% and much higher. I see people with 7% and 8% interest rates oftentimes who just felt like they couldn't refinance maybe because of their credit or because of a missed payment or something like that. And clearly that's not true. And again, that's something that we want to encourage our listeners and our viewers to consider. Anybody who is in a high interest rate mortgage loan right now should give us a call and consider refinancing. But you know, there's another good reason to refinance: reducing your term, possibly going from a 30-year term to a 15-year term or even a 10-year term. We're also seeing a lot of people refinance right now for the purpose of getting equity out of their house and using that equity or their profit to eliminate their outstanding bills, their credit card bills, whether it's a high interest bank card or a high interest automobile loan. Pretty much any debt you have right now can be eliminated by taking equity out of your house. And quite literally, you're eliminating that debt on a pre-tax basis instead of an after-tax basis, meaning you're paying that debt with money that has not and will not be taxed versus paying it with your paycheck, which is money that's already been taxed.
Yes.
So
yes.
There's a big benefit to using the equity to do that, Robert.
All right. Once again, we're talking here with Rob Stern of Lenders Residential Mortgage. Now, if you have a quick question for Rob, our phone lines are open. That's 214-239-2898, 214-239-2898. Once again, talking with Rob Stern of Lenders Residential Mortgage and Mortgage Solutions. And once again, Rob, let's give out your contact information.
Thank you, sir. My telephone number is 972-739-2350. That's 972-739-2350. You can also reach me on the internet. Just go to Lenders Texas, spelled out LendersTexas.com, or find me on Facebook as the Lenders Residential Mortgage Team, and just like my page.
Right. Now, Rob, another question for you. In light of inflation, now we understand that we haven't seen this pace of inflation from what we are hearing in nearly 40 years. Consumer prices are going up. I even heard this week that the price of Jell-O and peanut butter, everything is going up. And then, of course, we have the supply chain issue that we're dealing with. In terms of renting or buying, which is more frugal? What's the best way to go? Continue renting or to buy? How can you hold the price down or live within your means? Or what should you do? Rent, buy? What do you think in this inflation market?
Well, Robert. You know, I think that renting is literally flushing money down the drain, and you may very well be able to find a lease that is perhaps a little bit less or the same price as purchasing a home. The only problem is that lease is exactly that. You have absolutely no investment whatsoever in the property, and the lease will expire. When the lease expires, it'll go up. The leases never go down; they go up. That's just almost a fact of being a renter, and that's all you are when you're leasing a property. You have no financial investment whatsoever in the home. When you own a home or a condo or a duplex or whatever, a townhome, when you own that property, what you're doing is not only are you getting the taxable benefit of home ownership, which is significant, but you're also in a position to sleep literally in your investment. every time you make a payment, that house payment, which would be in place of a lease payment, you owe just a little bit less on that home. After 10 years, you'll have amassed not only a huge amount of equity, but with the equity, with the growth of property on the other side, as you indicated, 17% on average last year. When you have the growth in value on that other side, you're looking at huge monetary gains that you'll never see when you rent or lease any kind of a property. Mm-hmm. So you know, there's clearly the emotional benefit of ownership, but man, owning a home financially just makes good sense. And if you're a veteran, no down payment whatsoever. We have no minimum credit score requirements as a direct lender. There's no excuse, no reason not to be strongly considering the purchase of a home and stop wasting that money on rent.
Yes. Now, Rob, for those who have decided, okay, I'm going to get out of this apartment, make it out of this condo, I'm going to go ahead and buy. With the market at one time being so tight, how is it right now in terms of the availability of homes? Are homes staying on the market 2 or 3 days now, or are they being snapped up within minutes?
Yeah, you know, well, not within minutes, no, sir. No, that activity's kind of passed the spot. Homes are still staying on the market in some cases, you know, a few weeks. I mean, I'm still seeing some homes on the market a few months even. So things are softening up a little bit, and a big part of that is because of capacity. I think one of the biggest mistakes a consumer can make is to not be pre-approved before they start shopping for a house. And I think it's very easy, especially with an aggressive realtor, to skip that piece of the equation and just start looking at homes. Unfortunately, with interest rates fluctuating and everything else that's happening, it's just not good business to get out there in the market before you've had a chance to see a lender and have them look at your credit and build a full financial profile for you. Mm-hmm. Again, that's the reason why you and I have done this for 20 plus years. Our goal is to educate and inform the community out there. You know, when you walk into a situation unprepared, first off, the likelihood of getting that contract is slim and none. When you make an offer and you haven't already been pre-approved or pre-qualified at the very least, a seller is not going to take your offer seriously. And unfortunately, the way the market has been over the past 3 or 4 years, we've had a huge influx of realtors, people coming to this industry on both the mortgage side and the realtor side, mm-hmm. who seem to think that it's easy money, and clearly it's not. But because you know the real estate profession is paid on commission, and they're very, very strong commissions, yes. There's a lot of part-time realtors out there who don't have that same level of knowledge. So, and when I say that same level of knowledge, I'm talking about the ability to actually aggressively negotiate for a purchase contract to help you win a contract so that you don't get frustrated in the process of trying to buy a home. And that's exactly what it's all about.
All right, well, Rob, let's give out your contact information. We have a few more minutes to go, but how can people reach you, Rob? And you're in the office on a Saturday. People can call you right now after the show?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. No, I'm here in the office, and my telephone number is 972-739-2350. That's 972-739-2350. You can also find me on the internet. Just go to Lenders Texas. That is spelled out LendersTexas.com, or like me on Facebook as the Lenders Residential Mortgage Team.
All right. Well, Rob, we want to thank you once again for being with us here on a Saturday, and we'll look forward to talking to you. And once again, to all of our listeners here at www.theUpliftLive, we encourage you to please follow up. Do just like I did. Rob Stern helped me get into my home. He can help you get into yours as well. And Rob, once again, we thank you, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Rob, I want you to have a good weekend.